Track number 24, Mauriziano. On the Emilia, at the gate of Porta San Pietro, catch bus number 2 or minibus line E in the direction of San Maurizio. After a couple of kilometers, you reach the Mauriziano, once the home of Ludovico Ariosto. Get off at the bus stop, walk under the triumphal Cotto arch erected by Orazio Malaguzzi, who died in 1583 and is believed to have been responsible for restoring the entire complex. A 250-yard-long tree-lined avenue leads you up to the villa known as the Mauriziano. This is where the great poet Ludovico Ariosto lived until his early youth, and he dedicated some well-known verses of his fourth satire to his memories of the place. Despite the restructuring work carried out in the 17th and 18th centuries, the building still retains its 16th-century layout, with a square plan and a hall that cuts through the middle of the building, representing the axis of symmetry from which the various rooms go off to the sides. In the eastern wing, three rooms on the mezzanine floor still have ribbed vaults and suspended capitals. The frescoes in the central hall and the large room on the left were painted during the restructuring work carried out by Prospero Malaguzzi after 1742. While the artistic quality of the work is not particularly exceptional, it does depict some salient events in the history of the Malaguzzi family. The building was purchased by the municipality in 1863 and is now used as a venue for cultural activities. Like Boiardo, Ariosto too was a typical Renaissance court intellectual, but he had a much stronger personality, and his poignant polemic against the political system of the time is quite striking. He criticized those who gave their services to kings, dukes, cardinals, and popes to increase their standing, and those who had an appetite for living by the sword or for tireless traveling. His masterpiece, Orlando Furioso, which analyzes issues such as devotion, loyalty, betrayal, and deceit, is the first great modern novel. What is extraordinary is that Ariosto describes one of the most epic adventures of all times in almost realistic terms.